During the visit, Cuccinelli spoke of his education proposals, and while he does support school choice, he does not support the law passed by the General Assembly.
This is something I want to see expand, but it must always be consistent with the Constitution. And I know how to get the Constitution changed, and that's the proper route to go. And in my K-12 proposals, I talked about some changes that I think we ought to make to open up opportunities.
But McCullough, who does believe education reforms are needed, does not like the new school grading system.
The second you give that school an F, you have stigmatized the children, you have stigmatized the school and the teachers, and you have stigmatized the communities. And once you stigmatize a community, people won't move in and buy homes. And so you begin a self-fulfilling prophecy.
McCullough suggests putting together a team to discuss best practices in fixing the underperforming schools. Cuccinelli also unveiled a higher ed reform package, including locking in rates for 4 years for incoming college freshmen. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.